Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
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 Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, awesome. That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford. Stevie B!
Bradford A! What is going on,
hey,
brother?
Hey, man! It is so good to see you. Now, this,
you too.
This is a special, special episode.
This is a special episode.
Because oftentimes, you know, we have guests, and so therefore we are not in this Zoom room by ourselves.
Yep.
So
that's
this
right.
is being alone in the Zoom room. You know, not being alone in the Zoom room is not a new thing for us, but we have never had this many people in the Zoom room.
This is kind of crazy. This is almost like a live, we're doing a live podcast now with some patrons. We're on Patreon and we put a lot of content over there. And these are our executives from Patreon. And we wanted to kind of give them a sneak peek behind the curtain of the That's Awesome podcast.
That's right.
And they're joining us live today.
That's right. We have about 70 people in the Zoom room with us. We're going to give them a chance to say hi to you so you can, you know, for sure that they're here. So everyone in this room, say hi to the listening audience. Amazing. That was great.
And that's awesome. This is definitely a cool experiment for us.
That's right. And Steve, they definitely took your note. They were with us before we started recording. And Steve's like, come in with more energy next time. And they did. Very good job, everybody.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, it's funny. Awesome. We did a live podcast from a restaurant a couple years ago. And I know that we have a live podcast in person scheduled in July in Burbank.
Yeah.
That we hope we get to do.
I think we are.
Yeah, so this is the very first time that we have had a live audience for our podcast virtually.
Yes.
It's so funny. You know, we've spent this last year really trying to kind of, you know, flex our brains as to what kind of cool things we can do with the restrictions that we have. And obviously we've done concerts, we've done holiday parties, we've done pub trivia nights. We've done so much. This is the first time we've done a live.
I don't know why it took us so long to figure this out. I know we're putting on live streaming concerts and we can't even add people to Zoom. What the heck is going on here, dude? What the heck?
I know this is like, seems like such a no brainer. We just never thought to do it.
I know. So now we're here. Yeah. We're going to do it again for our patrons.
This is something
awesome.
So if you know, obviously we'll connect with them after this fact and say, hey, was that fun?
Yeah.
And
we'll see.
And then you know, obviously we'll see if they want to do it again. And you know, the next step probably is to do this with one of the times that we have a guest.
Yes, that will be the next one for sure. Yeah.
But you know, we didn't want to try this necessarily with a guest if we didn't know what we were doing, and if things didn't go well, if like technically we had some issues, we didn't want to bring somebody in and have them be the guinea pig. We prefer to be our own guinea
pig. I love how you have a pen in your hand, like you're on the Tonight Show or something. You're just like, you got your notes. You're like Johnny Carson right now.
I got notes. I got notes. You know, that's funny. On my note page, the only thing I have is the stuff that our travel arrangements that I need to book when we're done with this.
That's right. I just booked my flight to Baltimore just now.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
And so what's great is, Bradford, yeah, you and I talked about this, yeah, because we can't hear anybody, right? But I do see some LOLs in the chat. So, you know,
so far so good.
If something's funny, LOL. All right. Anyway.
So, you know, having a live audience for a podcast, I remember when we did it in person, and it does, knowing people are watching us, knowing that they are seeing stuff unedited, that gives me a little vibe. And, mm-hmm, you know, it occurred to me, you know, live in front of a studio audience is something that I always loved. And, you know, hearing that at the beginning of a sitcom, you know, Alf was filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never had that experience. And Out of This World was in front of a live studio audience, was it not?
Well, there's a few things, right? First of all, you've done Broadway, so you've been in front of an audience or musicals enough to where you're like,
oh,
holy
sure,
crap. I'm, you know, right, you're getting butterflies backstage every night. Oh, you're like, yeah, okay, here we go. You know, because right, you never know, especially with live, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Ever, right?
Right.
So that being said, with when I did Out of This World, you know, you had a live audience, you had the MC in there, you know, getting the audience ready to laugh, telling jokes.
Yeah, that seems, you know, like a fun job to me a little bit.
Yeah, you got to be good at that.
Right, because they can turn on you, because you're not the person.
Sure.
You're not the person that they came to see.
No.
They came to see Kirk Cameron. What are you doing there?
Totally. And that's probably one of the harder jobs, is to warm up an audience, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So they're out there warming them up. And then a lot of shows will actually tape the whole show first without an audience.
Right.
And then they'll do it again for the audience.
Oh.
Right. So they have one in the can already, and then they'll tape it again for the audience. But the difference is we can do it and then do it again. If something messes up or it's not, oh, you know, yeah, what the director wanted, then you could do it again. And then the warm-up guy's going, okay, guys, this is, we're doing another take, let's go, you know, and they all scream and stuff, and then we start the take, so people are on fire when
oh,
that happens.
Wow. Yeah, they're ready. But they love, those kind of audiences love a good mess up, though.
I mean, it's just a part of the TV process, right? Because they
did you ever see someone, like, because I feel like there's, you know, those bloopers on, like, they always show the sitcom bloopers, right?
Sure.
And the audience is in on it, the audience sees it. Was there ever, and obviously as a guest, well, I mean, you were a regular on Out of This World, but like when you did, yeah, Who's the Boss, like maybe, yes, Tony Danza or Judith Light would give one to the audience, like maybe do something that wasn't going to end up on tape for the audience.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So those, you know, like Tony Danza, for example, who's awesome. Right.
Right.
So if he messes up, he'll mess around. Like,
right,
you know, he can do that. He's so comfortable on stage. You know, he's been doing sitcoms for 100 years. So he would, you know, if it was a mess up, he'd joke around, he'd walk over to the audience and be like, what'd you think of that? You know, just kind of interact with the audience, talk to the audience after the
right,
take, stuff like that. I didn't, because I was a guest star on that. And I right, was just happy to get my lines out and not mess
sure,
up. Right.
Yes.
And then I went to Out of This World, and that was really no better for me, because I never really got used to a live audience, because,
yeah,
the fact of it being live, like when we go do our live shows, there's still a, yeah, bit of butterflies, no matter what.
I totally.
You,
and
know,
I,
you know?
Yeah. Well, and I,
so,
I love, I selfishly, I love when you get nervous. Is that okay?
What does that even mean, dude?
I don't know. It just seems, I, you
what?
Know, I know, I know you so well, and I know your human side, and I know your, but like, see, you're usually in your element. Like when you're at work, you're usually in your, in your,
yeah,
own,
yeah,
like,
sure,
I, you know, I don't never, I, you know, I've seen you prepare for emotional stuff, I've seen like your process for that, and you know, you know you're going inward, and so like, and I can see you're working your way to that, and so that is, you know, do you know what I mean, that's a huge,
sure,
moment, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
seeing you during Pro Chuck when you'd like really be freaking out.
Oh dude, that was the worst.
Yes,
the,
yes,
worst.
But yeah, I don't know. There's something, it just, you know, I don't need reminders that you're human. It's just nice to see.
You know, what's funny is though, because I look back, right? And
yeah.
And you know, the lesson always is stepping out of your comfort zone is going to promote growth.
Right.
Right. So you guys were always so comfortable with poor Chuck. You, I mean, especially Scott, I mean, just because it was like second nature to him. Right.
Yeah.
For you guys, there was probably a little bit of an adjustment, but you've done a lot of live stuff and Brandon hadn't done a ton of live stuff. And I did zero of anything. So, you know, but doing it, I look back and you know, Scott paid me a great compliment. He goes, man, I don't know how you do it. Like, I would never try something like this if I've never done it before.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, he said, I wish I had that in me, you know, because I can't sing. I mean, I'm sure I could sing something, but like when I did a thing with him and Emily at Jack and Jameson's, and I sang a song, dude, for the first time ever. Like, I was so nervous, but I'm like, I'm just going to do it and go for it. You know,
well, there was that. Yeah, there was that time when you you wrote that song with Jonathan and you were really, you know, you were really flexing that muscle. And that was really cool.
I'd say, why not try it? You'll never know until you try. And then especially now with us going on the road and doing kind of stand up ish stuff.
Right.
That's a whole I'm way more comfortable doing that than I am poor Chuck.
That's funny because poor Chuck was such a breeze for me in terms of like, well, because, you know, I know if, you know, once lyrics are in me, I'm pretty confident about the lyrics. Like, and obviously when you're doing like spoken word rap stuff, and it's the pitter patter of that. And you're not as used to doing that. But so for me, like, I don't know. I always felt like I always felt safe walking onto up the poor Chuck stage with the band and the four of you. Like that felt, I felt safe in the numbers and I knew what I was doing and I knew it would just be fun. The anxiety I had before our shows is certainly higher than poor Chuck.
I never thought that
I would be on the poor Chuck stage and have complete silence and no one to help me. That can happen on an SDNJ stage.
Sure can. But isn't that make it fun? To me, that makes it fun.
Oh yeah.
Like that's exciting. Like that's exciting.
Yeah, but the stakes are higher.
Sure. The stakes are way higher. But listen, every comedian, those guys that do what they do, they bomb all the time. Like, and here's the thing. We can assess because like we're going back through old shows right now.
Right.
We're doing, I'm looking at West Palm from the beginning of last year. And Pittsburgh from, I think 19.
I think so. Yeah. It was our second show that we did there. It wasn't the first one.
19. So
I don't want to see a video of the first one we did there.
Ooh. Oh gosh. No. And then we have Kansas City, last year's Kansas City, right?
The audio.
And when you're talking about these guys coming up doing, you have to bomb as a stand-up comedian. You just have, that's part of it. Like you're going to get punched in the mouth all the time. And that's how you learn. It's the worst profession ever. And the best because you really have to pay your dues if you're really going to do it. Right.
Right.
Luckily for us, we have a automatically receptive audience.
Yeah.
And you know, we can't really mess up too much from the audience's point of view. We're not messing up when we feel that we're messing up. Like I listened to Kansas City. Like when you sent those to me, I listened to them on my ride home. West Palm was actually really good. Like if I was going to say for our performance overall, we did a good job. I'm not going to ever say we did a great job and it was excellent and awesome, but we did a good job. Kansas City.
You're really selling us here.
No, but Kansas City. Well, I'm just saying there's a learning curve that we have to go through.
Of course.
And you know, in Kansas City, you were great. And then I sucked so bad. Like
what?
Oh, dude, it was the worst. When I listened to this thing, I had to turn it off. I go, who is this? What happened? What day was this? What day number was this? What can I do to avoid this situation again? Because it made me hurt inside. Like it was not great for me to listen to. So
see,
anyway,
I feel like my opening is there is some protection in it. Because of the music.
Well, because you're singing, of course.
Right.
Sure.
And the things that connect, I don't need as much. I don't need as many jokes. I don't need as many stories. Mm-hmm. And also like you're self-deprecating in your stuff, but like my brand is super self-deprecating. Like it's right. Like it's, it is like, I can't imagine writing 25 minutes of material like you have. I can't imagine.
Well, thank you. But
you're, but you know, you are a natural storyteller. I remember doing the, I remember doing these events, you know, in the late aughts with you, you know, 7, 8, 9, and you would go out there for a half hour and just tell stories. And yeah, you'd have a springboard of a question or something, which is sure. something we used to do in our show. And you're very comfortable in that because there are so many stories that you have just ready to go.
Yeah, totally.
So, but scripting something is different.
It is. It is. And the timing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because yeah. we don't get to warm up with an audience. So we don't know the timing. You don't know when to let a joke breathe, or you don't know when to just keep going.
Right.
You know, Nate, the guy I sent you, the comedian, Nate Bargatze.
Bargatze.
Yeah. So he just filmed a special, right? He did the Tennessee Kid, which was very funny. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. And then he just did another one. I can't remember what it was called, but he did it. And how he got this special was he went in front of, he did some of the drive-ins where people were in their cars.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So normally his set would be an hour 15, but he couldn't hear the laughs. So it was 42 minutes.
He just talked over the laughs?
Well, he did. No, because he couldn't hear the laughs in the car.
Well, yeah, they're in the car.
Right. So you don't know. So he just kept going. Like there was no waiting, no breathing, because you
can't. How did that work recorded? They filmed the drive.
No, they did not film that. Then the same thing happened. They filmed two of his specials and he couldn't hear people laugh through the mask.
Oh yeah.
So what they had to do was they had to actually mic each table.
Oh wow.
So he could hear. And it was just like, he goes, even live, my first one with an audience, I couldn't hear them. It was 40 something minutes. And then it was an hour plus. So anyway,
that's interesting. I never thought about, you know, potential muffled noises for masks. That's going to be I'm sure that that's something we'll run into.
Yeah. Some people are going to have masks and, you know, be laughing and we're just going to see.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It'll be the shaking that will be the, that's funny.
We're like, hey, you're shaking. We can move on to the next joke.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, we are midway into April. About 6 weeks away from touring, but what was nice is we just had a couple weeks off from shooting GH.
Yes,
so
we did.
A 2 week break, and my kids were off for 2 weeks as well.
That's amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
My kids were off for a week, but you know, we let them stay home for a couple days. Also,
yeah.
So it was
great. Yeah. So it was funny driving into school today. My kids were like, "It feels like our first day after summer vacation," but. We know exactly what to expect versus that like new
feeling. So what I'm trying to do now is, because we're pretty settled now here, right? There's no aspirations to move anywhere for us, for me, Sheree, and the family. It's a change. We're totally just chilling. We're absolutely just content where we are. It's awesome. Lifestyle's great. Work's great. Huge blessing, right? So
yeah,
what I'm trying to do is make the vacations something for the kids.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Right. Like make these very memorable vacations for them, you know, and really try to plan some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I know you just went to a really cool place, which was pretty amazing, dude. But there was a downside, but go ahead. I want to know where did you guys go?
We did a small trip in the first week. My brother-in-law moved to a town called Sonora, California, not to be confused with Sonoma, California. Sonora, which is kind of between here and Yosemite. So we did some hikes and just got to visit. And so that was really cool just to get out of town. But then this past week, we and a few other families, we rented a VRBO Airbnb kind of place in the Yorkville Highlands of Mendocino County and just outside of a town called Boonville.
Boone.
Boone.
B-O-O-N-E?
I came to call it Boontown because it sounded better than Boonville. But
yeah,
but it was awesome because it was one of those places where you just go and don't leave, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what you showed me was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, enough space for everybody to kind of have their own space. Their family have their own space. You know, some tennis courts, a pool, a lake.
That's amazing, dude.
Rope swings and zip lines. And
now are these zip lines monitored?
Nope.
Oh, great.
Yes. So, but you know, my kids tend to be, especially my oldest, tends to be a little, you know, a little cautious. But the zip line was low to the ground. It was
okay. So
had a seat. Had a seat, like a disc seat.
Sure.
And it was just going like, and they could walk it up the hill and then go down themselves. And you know, all these kids were anywhere between 6 and 10.
Great.
And they were just going zip line to rope swing to zip line to pool to like, it was like, they didn't ask for their iPads.
Isn't that amazing?
They didn't ask to watch TV. They didn't ask for any technology. We were building fires in the main room and in our little area. Yeah, it was like, yeah, I see in the chat someone's talking about camping. It's like, I mean, this was glamping, if you will, because
what's funny is after this vacation I took, and I'll tell you in a second, but I put the best glamping in California because that's what I want to do. I want to do what you just did,
dude. And you know,
but not with five families.
I know. Yeah,
maybe with the five families.
Well,
but not
it's funny.
The five families.
I was explaining what we were doing to Steve, and you know, because you know, you use the word vacation, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go stay in the same house with five other families, and like eight kids. Yeah. Like that doesn't sound like vacation to a lot of people.
Not at all.
I mean, you know, so, and I know to you, you were like, oh, wow. Yeah. So,
yeah. First of all, my wife, she doesn't mind because we have a family we vacation with now and they're great and the kids get along. They're the same age. It's awesome. But sharing space is a little,
right. So thankfully this one had enough space where.
So you had fun.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. The kids at the time of their lives, and we had such a blast. Like, you know, you never know how that's going to go, right? Like, you think it's going to be fun.
Well, you know the kids are going to have fun.
Absolutely.
But no matter what. It's the parents.
Right. You just don't know. You don't know if we know all these families really well, and so you assume the personalities are going to match, and that's going to be fine. But, you know, until you're there all together, you don't know.
No, you don't.
And yeah. So it was... It was great. It was
awesome,
yeah,
dude. I'm glad.
Yeah. So how about you? How'd your spring break go?
Well, we went to the desert.
Yes.
Out to Palm Springs. It was a great place, great resort.
Yeah.
I think everything pretty much just opened up like in the whole town.
Ah, interesting. Right.
So, you know, I was there, check-ins at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for an early check-in. You know, because I got kids and whatever, and you know, we got to get some grub. We always get a place with a kitchen, right? Because we always want to cook our own food.
Right,
so we got a place, and you know, we got there early, but I went up at 3:30. I go, hey, can we check in early? She goes, no, it's going to be 4. I said, okay. So I go back. It's 4. She goes, I said 4. Actually, it was 4:15. She goes, I have some bad news, and immediately I was just like. And she saw that deep sigh and she gave me $200 credit for food right there. Oh. She goes, Mr. Burton, it won't be more than another 45 minutes, 5 p.m.
Okay.
I said, okay, cool. Get some food for the kids, walk around, whatever, 5 p.m. We actually ran to the grocery store, got all the groceries we needed for the trip. Right. Awesome. So we're back. It's 5:45. I pull up near the room and it's obviously 110 degrees at this point.
Oh,
and there's 3 kids in the car with melting groceries. So 6 o'clock rolls around.
Oh.
No text. Right. They're going to text us when the room's ready.
Right.
6 o'clock rolls around. So I call and I said, hey, can I speak to a manager? She goes, this is a manager. I said, hey, listen. 4 p.m. check in. It's 6 right now, or it was 6:20 because I was put on hold for 20 minutes. And that's when I texted you.
Yeah. He texted me going, what would you do?
And I go, I'm on hold 20 minutes right now. And I go, I know Bradford would be like lighting this place on fire right now. he'd have like the presidential suite. Like he would just be taking everything. He'd be taking other kids' rafts. He'd be like, give me that raft. So I was calm. I tried to stay calm, you know, and just like, because you know, you got kids in the car, you got food, you got whatever. And it's 4 p.m., a 4 p.m. check-in, 6 p.m. So I was on, I was pretty mellow. I was just like, another deep sigh. And she goes, I know this is probably the worst experience you've had with the hotel. She was awesome.
Wow.
I said, listen, it's just, you know, I got three kids. I got the groceries in the car. I got, you know, she goes, let me send a manager there and let me see when it's exactly going to be ready.
Let me see and how then, melted your groceries are
and see how melted your ice cream is. And so she gets back on the phone. She goes, here's what we're going to do. Tonight's free. I go, okay, cool. Free. That's nice. And she goes, then 50% off the rest of your trip.
Wow.
Plus the $200 credit. And I'm like, awesome. That's I said, thank you very much. That's great. I appreciate it. And she goes, no, thank you for being patient and blah, blah, blah. Because I'm sure I wasn't the only one who was not checking in on time, but I decided to take, I decided to take the middle road. I was just like, you know, I tried to stay calm. I wasn't angry. And I wasn't like, hey, no problem. We love waiting 2 hours in 110 degrees with ice cream in the car. It's awesome. So, so it worked out, dude. And then,
well, but and you would, but and I'm sure that would factor into you staying there again, like because you got great customer service.
100% it would, 100%. Yeah. And the same thing happened when we went to San Diego. The exact same thing happened.
And you got so, the customer and service was not as good.
The service was not great. Like there's no internet. Nobody called. Like it was just
San Diego.
Yeah, that was last year for my birthday. And but the lady there was great. She goes, hey, we're going to give you 30% off your stay. Please come back. I said, great. That's very nice. Just offer me something.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and go, no, I want 32% like you would.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Well, I remember I used to be the guy that would take out like when the plane was overbooked. They're like, anybody want to take a later flight?
And you're like, me.
Give me.
And then would you negotiate at the counter?
Oh, I would try. Yeah.
Oh, you're so funny.
Well, because I was in college and I was dating a girl that didn't live in New York and lived in Tennessee, actually. And so I'd have to fly or Kentucky. So I'd have to fly to Nashville from Long Island. And then I would always for whatever reason, that flight was always overbooked. And so I could always get a free flight to do that trip again. So
So it was great, man. You know, because they have a nice pool. So we played pickleball. Me and Jack and our friend.
You did it. You broke the seal.
We played. So it was me and the dad versus the two boys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was great. And I freaking, I absolutely crushed them. And he's like, hey, should we let him win? I said, no. We're going to dominate.
This is you and Jack.
It was me and my buddy Rob.
Against the kids?
Against the kids, yeah. Because they were like, oh, we'll beat you guys. I'm like, okay, come on.
Okay, come on.
So they got freaking smashed and they loved it.
That's amazing. So
I got more. This is exciting.
Okay, great.
So when we went to the store, there was a movie theater that was open.
Okay, sure.
Okay, it was a Cinemark. So
nice.
It was a great theater. And I go, I walk up, I go inside, I go, so what's the deal? What's going on? Are you guys, what's happening here? You know, like, because we haven't seen it. We haven't seen a movie theater since NAMM. So I have no idea. Mm. Right. So, it says you can rent out one theater and pick your movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I did that in November.
Dude, it was amazing. Like, so we the kids were so excited. They're like, dad, can we do it? I go, yeah. Cause it was literally $149. You can bring 20 people.
Yep.
And the theater holds 60. Right. And it was $149 and we watched Kong versus Godzilla and it was amazing.
That is so cool.
So yeah. Me and the dad took the kids and the wives got to chill for a little while. But you know, it was very I didn't eat any candy at the movie theater.
Boo.
I know. You walk in, dude, but the smell is amazing.
The
you
smell
walk in,
is amazing.
Like,
I know. Oh. I know.
The popcorn. It was amazing. I know. It was so good to be back in the theaters.
Yeah. So, well, that was before the surge, before the winter surge. It was like, October, November. You could do that here in Sacramento. And it was about like 100, 120. But yeah, you could bring 20 people. And you think about, you know, movie tickets being $15, $18. That works out
Oh, dude, it was great.
Yeah,
it was a
yeah.
great thing for the kids. They loved
and
it.
Gosh, to have, you know, we took that same kind of pod because, you know, we were all in a pod. All the kids go to school together. And
sure.
And so, like, we took them back then. And yeah, just seeing, like, you know, row of kids with a theater themselves. It's so fun. So fun. Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by our friends at Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
Best Fiends is our favorite casual mobile puzzle game. It's one of those match three games that, you know, you can't put it down. You really can't. And we've been unable to put it down for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing for us is we travel. We used to travel. Now we're going to be traveling. We're going to be traveling again. And this is going to come in handy for me on the plane because you don't need internet. And I'm
going
to crush it. And I'm going to catch you on the levels this time. So get
ready, good luck
buddy.
With that. I'm in the 600s. So catching me.
Remember, I had to clean my phone.
I know.
You have my phone. So I lost all my whatever.
Progress. All your progress. But yes. I gotta say, you must have so much fun blazing through those early levels because you're such an expert already.
That's right. It's fun, dude. The game is awesome. I can't put it down.
So, but regardless of if you're traveling or just, you know, spending a lot of time at home, which a lot of us have been doing,
yes.
sometimes you just need a little me time, right? And whether that's like hiding in the bathroom, we've all done it.
That's funny.
Play some Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
You know, when you just, and that's the great thing, you know, you get a little bit of a victory every time you beat a level, and
yeah.
that can be a great de-stressor. It's just, you know, and as the puzzles get increasingly challenging, boy, that satisfaction just that builds and builds. It's such a beautiful game. There's new, you know, every season they're always turning it over.
The game visually is awesome. It looks amazing. Yes. I mean, it's 100 million downloads. How can you go wrong?
Right. We're playing against our listeners. You can see your friends' little avatars as you go by them. You see their
That's
picture
awesome.
And it's great when you go, when you jump your friend's face.
A lot of
friendly competition. So
there is, there's thousands of levels to play, tons of awesome characters to collect. I mean, so if you never get tired of solving puzzles with Best Fiends, it never ends. So
that's right.
Friends, download Best Fiends free today. If you haven't, on the Apple Store, Apple App Store, or Google Play, you got to check this game out.
That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Hey, friends, we got a very different kind of sponsor for this episode. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show, which we've talked about before, but which is certainly a podcast that you really should be listening to. And I know that every day, probably, somebody tells you that you just have to listen to some podcasts, and you're like, yeah, okay, right. And then you never listen to it. But don't let that happen here. Jordan Show, which Apple named one of its best of 2018, is aimed at making you a better, informed, more critical thinker so that you can get a sense of how the world actually works and come to your own conclusion about what's happening, even inside your own brain. So he's not preaching anything. He's giving you information to come to your own conclusions.
Yeah, he has great conversations with people. Each episode is a conversation with a different, fascinating guest. And when I say there's something for everyone here, I mean that. In one episode, Jordan talks about a hostage negotiator from the FBI who offers techniques on how to get people to like you and trust you.
People to like me.
Yeah, which sounds useful and disturbing at the same time.
Yeah,
another
episode and all that. Yeah.
Tells the story of a cinematographer who discovered a lost city in the jungle and made one of the most important archaeological finds of the century, which is cool. So all walks of life this guy talks to. There's an episode, actually it's a two-parter, which I was so excited about because I listened to a lot of podcasts on my drive home. And he had Anthony Luciano Raimondi on, who was a mob enforcer.
I was gonna say that guy got a name that would work in the mob.
Yeah, I mean, there was some relation to Lucky Luciano.
Oh, yeah.
So he was awesome. The whole thing was just great storytelling, so fascinating. Jordan did an awesome job with the interview.
Well, and I'm sure you can relate to it a little bit, being a mob enforcer yourself.
Oh, I'm
on
sure
television.
Not but it was awesome to listen to. So how about you, dude?
It was also a two-parter. A guy named Frank Barassa. It reminded me a little bit of like that, you know, Catch Me If You Can, that story. It's a different Frank.
Yeah, that's a good.
That was Frank Abagnale. This is Frank Barassa. He counterfeited and sold $250 million in fake U.S. currency until he was nabbed in an undercover operation.
No way.
Yeah. So, but now he runs a security company and works with the police to catch other counterfeiters. It's fascinating. That's what I love about the Jordan Harbinger show. You're really getting, you know, like, obviously we have our niche with our podcast, but if you're looking for a podcast that, crosses all walks of life and talks to people from all different kinds of industries or corners of thinking, whatever.
Yeah.
You can really get that here. So the episodes are loaded with bits of wisdom that you can use to legitimately change your mind and improve your life right away. If that's not worth checking out, gosh, I'm not sure what is. We really enjoy this show and think you will as well. So search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. So I have one more story. So we're driving out to the desert, right? And, you know, we drive everywhere.
Yeah.
You and I.
Oh, yes.
You and Jeremy, we have it down to a science.
Yeah. Other people, not as much.
I fired my wife as co-pilot. I said,
How'd you break the news to her?
Well, here's how. I said, hey, we should get some coffee. When I say we should get some coffee, you already know where the local coffee shop is, or Jeremy has it on his phone ready to go.
Oh,
right? I said, so we should get some coffee. She's like, yeah, we should. And that was it. No pulling out the phone. No, hey, where should we get coffee? So we're driving. And she goes, oh, there's one. I go, that's not how it works.
That's already behind us now.
Yeah, I said, we don't backtrack. We don't turn around. We don't get off the freeway to go get coffee.
We plan ahead.
I said, you need to find a local place so we can support local business.
Well, that's now, a big
get
ask.
On the phone.
That's a big said, ask. Because that's not going to be off the highway. That's going to be in some town.
Well, I mean, but in Palm Springs, we're going into Palm Springs. So I said, just find something, right?
She's, I see.
No, not finding anything on the gram, whatever. I go, you're fired. Like, you need to get in the back seat. I need someone up here who's helping me. This is a mission. We have to get there.
Which one of your kids would be the best co-pilot, you think?
For Jack. Jack would be. He's the tech guy. So
he's the finder.
I go, you're fired. She goes, you can't fire me. I'm not your assistant.
That's fair.
I said, okay.
That's fair. I said, she's like, I'm on vacation. You don't get to order me around.
Yeah, you're driving me. Shut up.
Yeah, you're my chauffeur. So
pretty much.
You're my assistant.
Pretty much.
You handle the driving. You handle the stops and figure it out.
Man.
I got to say, my wife, Kira, is such a Starbucks fanatic that I never have to ask her.
That.
Oh yeah. Man, she'll be like, "Hey, there's a Starbucks 6 miles ahead if you want to stop."
But it was great because we didn't stop on the way there, and that was a shorter drive because there was no traffic. Spring break coming home.
Yeah.
And on the way back, it was ended up being double the time because spring break and construction, and we didn't stop.
Wow.
Yeah, we just barreled through and got home, and it was amazing. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that was my spring break. It was fun, man. I had a good time.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, but at the end of, well, especially 2 weeks, but you know, cause this one felt long, went by quick, but it felt long. Certainly ready to have my work day back a little bit.
Yeah. We work next week pretty much next when people will hear this, it'll be the week of, and we got a good
people are going to hear this in 2 days.
Yeah, we got a good week coming up. I got a ton of shows coming up. This week you're down this week, so we're going to be able to do some of our
this
stuff
week and next week.
Awesome. So we're going to be able to do
five.
Some stuff
yeah,
together.
I got five episodes in the next 2 weeks.
Awesome, dude. So we're going to be able to do. I think we do a Bad Jokes live. Live together.
You know? Oh, together in the same room.
Yeah. So
we got to find some. We got to find some lounge chairs.
We will. We'll find something.
Yeah.
We'll just do it.
Yeah.
We'll just do it in bed.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's a different show.
That's a different show.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun. This week's going to be fun, man. I'm excited to get back to work and excited that you're coming down. So we're going to hang out on Thursday night. There's some good fights that night and we can do some lives.
How does that work? Every time we hang out, there's a fight. On Thursday night? Really?
Yeah, there's one on Thursday. Yeah, this week coming up. It's going
to
be great.
Amazing. So. I'll pretend to be interested.
Ouch.
No, I I don't follow it. So it always,
no, I know, but you don't mind it. So.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. All right. So, now that we have, we're going to, as a reminder to anyone that is, it's so funny, like podcasts aren't live. If you're listening to now, you listen to the beginning. So as a reminder, we have a live audience with us. And, we are going to do a couple things with them. We're going to take a couple questions, but first, we are going to do another version of, and we're a little nervous about this, of Recap Relay.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. We could try Recap Relay.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we might have to edit it down, but we're going to go for it just because I thought it would be fun.
Right. So I have two here. I have a favorite, but we'll let them pick.
Oh, we're going to let them pick?
Yeah, we can handle it.
Okay.
Okay, there's two.
Okay.
So the two choices for Recap Relay. Choice number one, and you can put either one in the chat box or two to let me know what you want. Choice number one is Finn was notified his DNA test results were in. That's number one. Number two, Ava gets a package.
Oh, no. Oh, that could go south, bro. Real quick. Oh, no.
Number two is the overwhelming favorite.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Would you like to start? Would you like me to start?
You start.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. I just got to switch my brain to this part.
I know.
Of what we do, because it's a whole nother part of your brain.
Yes. As a reminder to people that maybe haven't listened to the last few episodes, Recap Relay is based on an improv exercise where you basically tell a story one sentence at a time, alternating between the two people. And so you just kind of add on one sentence at a time to create a story. And what we're trying to do here is to create a fake backstory for a recap that was posted. So Ava gets a package was the headline of a recap from an episode of General Hospital. We don't know anything about it because we don't watch the show very much. So
this could be real quick.
Yeah. So we're going to create a backstory that will then lead us to that sentence.
You want me to do a real quick one?
Sure. Yeah.
Goes to a Chippendales concert.
Concert they sing to?
No. Anyway. All right. Here we go. I don't know.
They get the package and then the gutter. Sing really high. Okay.
I'm getting my mind out of the gutter.
I think I can take it a different direction. I'll start.
Oh, really? Okay. Are we going to do that? We're going to try that.
Ava
is
a longtime Disney fan.
So all Ava ever wanted for her birthday was to go to Disney World.
That's right. She had never been. Ava had never been, but it had been her dream. It's a long way from Port Charles to Orlando.
So Ava worked at a local diner and saved enough money to buy a ticket on Greyhound.
But not enough money to have a computer or internet to help router to find the way to Orlando. So she heard about this thing called Greyhound from a guy that worked behind the bar named Mike.
Oh, no. Yeah, Mike, he was out of place. He had a flannel shirt on, and he said, "Ava, take a Greyhound." And Ava said, "Okay, I will." And it turns out Ava's Greyhound ticket, there was 17 stops on the way to Orlando.
Oh, Mike said, "Here, take my flannel. I hear it's cold in Florida." And Ava said, "Wait a second. Have you ever been to Florida, Mike?" And he said, "I don't remember."
he said, "I don't remember." He said, "I don't remember. Let me look at the back of my watch." No. So Ava gets on the bus and she does multiple stops.
Mm-hmm.
And her last stop before Orlando is Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. And for some reason, the bus broke down and there was no way that she was going to get from Charlotte to Orlando on a bus.
In time. She was not going to be able to actually get to Orlando for her birthday, which was, she was very sad. She's worked so hard. She has a nice flannel on. She did many stops. She's very hungry, but she realizes that she can't make it to Orlando for her birthday.
So she starts just wandering aimlessly around Charlotte and then wandered up to this building that said travel.
It said travel. And she goes in to the building and no one's there. So she decides to turn around and leave the travel building. And she goes, "It's my birthday. I'm sad and I'm lonely." And right across the street was a Chuck E. Cheese.
Ah, she's like, "This is, if I can't spend my birthday in Disneyland, at least I can have some sort of animatronic thing singing to me." And boy, pizza sounds good.
She hasn't eaten for days. Multiple stops, no food. So she's in Chuck E. Cheese very early, and she orders a pitcher of beer and a pizza and some tokens so she can play some games.
And luckily, being early in the day, she was first in the ball pit, which, as you know, gets cleaned thoroughly every night.
So she had some fun in the ball pit.
She had fun in the ball pit.
And it's the fun of the ball pit. But
she realized that the reason no one was in the travel agency is because it was only 8 a.m. and it opened at 9.
That's right. And she's in Chuck E. Cheese and she was playing around in the ball pit. And she noticed that another kid was there in the ball pit. And he got out and he ran into one of the back rooms where he was having a birthday party.
And Ava was like, what is that sound of joy? And she's like, she turns around the corner. And she sees a sign that says, "Happy birthday, Ava."
Happy birthday, Ava. And she goes, "Could it be me, Ava?" And they're singing, "Happy birthday, happy birthday, Ava." And it was a little girl.
That's how people usually say happy birthday. They put the name there.
Happy birthday, Ava.
Yes, that's what they do.
And they're all sitting at the dirtiest picnic table in the back room. And Ava, this young Ava, is just beaming with joy. It's her birthday. And once they finish singing, everyone in the room leaves to go play games. And there's something on the table.
Present that says Ava on it. And Ava was like, "This could be for me." And she said, "It's been a tough week. I'm a Jerome. I'm going to take it." So Ava gets a package.
Yeah. Woo! That was a good one, dude.
Oh man.
That's funny.
Man. Oh, wow. That's
a good one.
That's recap relay, friends.
That's recap relay.
Yeah,
that's
made
awesome.
It. We made
that one.
Well, and it's always fun because you see, you know, like, and I pressed my idea of like her buying a travel agency package a little too hard.
I'm like, this travel building's not going to be in the story anymore.
It's just fun because
it's awesome,
you're working together, push and pull. So
it's great, dude.
Yeah. Yep. So,
so cool.
Yeah. So you're right, Kelsey. Ava steals a present from a little girl. That's how she got her package.
Okay. Named Ava.
Named That's Ava. Awesome. Of all things.
So, why don't we take a few questions and we can kind of wrap up that way.
Yeah, we've been going here for about a little under an hour. So thanks for sticking with us. So to our friends here, our executives here with us, if you have any questions, type them into the chat. And they go by pretty fast. So if we don't answer your question, please don't take it personally. We will just answer the ones that we see and
we'll do it.
All right. First question we see. What is our dream vacation? And we talked about vacations a little bit here. That's a good question. And when I think of dream vacations, I think you might have to separate between dream vacation with kids or dream vacation without kids.
That's what I was going to say, with kids or without kids, because those are two different vacations.
Totally.
Because totally. I still say it's not a vacation with kids. It's just a trip.
It's just a trip.
Right.
Right. Because, yeah, I mean, although I will say my kids love, like, my oldest's idea of resting is sitting in a comfy chair with a book. So yeah, that's nice. Like, sure. I can go with that vibe, you know. I think the younger one would sit with a book too. So I don't know, like maybe they really want to go to Hawaii. They really want to go to Hawaii. Being on the beach, and we haven't been to a while. So
I would say Hawaii also is our dream vacation for sure.
I'm not sure if it's Aulani, if it's the Disney one. I don't know if that helps or if it just take them to like a nice remote place where, you know, they can just enjoy the scenery and have the
Hawaii for sure.
Yeah. For me and my wife, I want to take my wife to like
Europe
to France, Italy, do like a wine tour. That's what I wanted. That would be.
Wow, that sounds like something for us.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's for us, buddy.
All right. Okay. What happened to the Phoenix and the Dragon?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I thought when I got kicked off the shot in the back and kicked off the docks like a dirty animal, I thought Sam found one of them at the bottom of the river there.
But here's the thing. They're made of plastic. They float. There's no way that thing sank.
It could sink, dude.
Unless someone tied anvil or anchor to it. They friggin' drowned it.
They put the Phoenix in cement shoes and just dropped it down. That's so funny, dude.
That's amazing.
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Maybe they went into the recycle bin and will come and be reborn as other plastic figurines.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if those things will make it back.
Yeah,
honestly.
Do we even like Chuck E. Cheese? So I remember, what is your favorite Chuck E. Cheese memory?
Oh, dude, I used to make money at Chuck E. Cheese as a kid. So I love Chuck E. Cheese.
We've heard this. You would dig for gold in the ball pit.
I would. Yeah, I would be in the ball pit.
Sounds weird.
And I know it does. But that's how I got General Hospital, too. No. So I would go in after the kids would go in and they'd drop all their tokens. I would grab the tokens and then I would wait by the token machine and I would give 5 tokens for a dollar instead of 4.
Have I got a deal for you?
And I would make my money that way. And then I would go buy candy and like football cards.
That's great. That's great.
So I have great memories there. And at that time, the tickets that would come out of like the skee ball.
Right.
Right. So you could pull the ticket. Once the ticket started, you could keep pulling it and you could
you had to tilt it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And you just kind of have to pull it really slowly and you can get another
evenly, 20, even pressure. Yeah.
Totally. 20, 30 tickets. And by that time, then I can go get all kinds of candy. So it was awesome.
So you would use the tickets for candy more than toys.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, I was a sugar addict.
That's a better return, I think.
Oh, totally it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those toys suck.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's probably where the chicken and the Phoenix came from, or the Phoenix and the
Dragon. Chuck E. Cheese, right. Yeah. Do you remember the animatronic performances?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Lion was Elvis.
Yeah, it was great.
They scared me to death.
Yeah, they're probably not the greatest things to have for kids.
Can you just be, can you imagine being alone in the performance room with,
and this is a movie, this is a movie. Steve and Brad trapped in Chuck E. Cheese. And they come alive.
It's one of those things. It's like when you, if you've ever been, it's like, you know, when you're going through a theme park ride and you get stopped and you see the repeat of the action, right? Yeah. There's a fine line between, oh, look at that non-living thing come to life. That's unique versus like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
like,
creepy.
I remember getting stuck in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it's, yeah, when those things, there's a fine line between realistic and just creepy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. 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 All right. Speaking of entertaining restaurants, do we go to Dave and Buster's each road trip for downtime when you can? In the past, we have, and we are pulling hard for a return of glory to Dave and Buster's. but
I think it's
not
gonna be, I think it's gonna just listen,
yeah,
just like meet and greets. I think it's gonna be a little while before we return to Dave and Buster's, to be quite honest.
I know.
You know, I'm not all for one way or the other way, but I still want to be smart. And that's a germy freaking place. And I ain't going in. And we can have video games. We brought video games ourselves before.
Do you still have that little thing? That little brick?
I do, yeah. The little brick. And then I think we get a Nintendo Switch and bring that.
Oh yeah.
And we'll have fun. So we listen, dude, honestly. Do one more question, because then we could talk about our trip real quick.
Right.
Our May tour, because that brings up something.
Was someone says, I just want a hug. So that, you know, we're talking about our kind of revised VIP thing. We certainly miss giving hugs.
Sure do.
And, you know, thinking about getting back on the road in May, we know we're not going to be able to give hugs at that point, but we're excited about being able to do something different for our VIP ticket holders. And I know we've talked about it, but you know, just to remind everybody, we're doing an hour long Q&A after our show.
Yeah. Instead of the meet and greet. I know the meet and greet's great and we get to see people not for very long, but they do get a picture and that's awesome. And we will get back to that at some point. But right now the Q&A works. The club's comfortable with it. It's going to be like another show. It's going to be like this, essentially. You know, but we're answering questions. Jeremy's going to be involved, which will be cool.
Right. And everybody gets a free signed headshot that attends that VIP after show. So we're very excited about that. I mean, as you guys, if you listen to the podcast, you know that we can go off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And Q&As are the places where that happens. If you've seen any of our online events, you know, the Q&As have always go a little sideways, and that's pretty fun.
And that's fun. Yeah. So, you know, there's not going to be any, unfortunately, meet and greet this time around. So, but to go back to the David Buster's thing, you know, we were just going through our travel and we're doing maybe 9 shows in 7 days.
Yeah.
What are we? Saturdays. We're doing 8. We're doing maybe 10 shows in 8 days. Sorry.
Yeah. Because of limited capacity, we may be adding shows at certain places.
Yeah, adding shows in certain locations. And then, you know, we're flying a lot. I mean, this is not, you know, this is just our first tour back. So we just said, okay, who's open, who's ready. And we made this a couple months ago. So, we're gonna do our best, but we really have to take care of ourselves this trip for sure.
Right. Yeah, because you know the concern is not just our health, but it's our work life as well. If we get tested so much, if we get a positive test, we can't work, and so we have to be super serious. Take that super seriously for all those reasons, and we want to make sure that we treat our audiences with respect in terms of not putting ourselves at risk. So if we, you know, we don't want to bring anything into a room of full of people. And obviously we don't want to get our families ill or our coworkers, and also protect our work life. So there's a lot of reasons.
This is going to be this way for a while for us, because they're not going to stop testing at work anytime soon. This has been amazing, dude, to do this live with some patrons.
Yes.
If you want to know what Patreon's about, go to, you know, stonecoldandjackal.com. Everything's there for us. Dates, YouTube, all the stuff we're doing. We're doing music. We're going to be on the road in May, July, and August. Get on the email list. If you're listening to this, because I'll post stuff that, hey, we're going to be somewhere in May. They're like, well, why aren't you coming to Boston? I go, we are in August. So just get on the list or just check the site, because we're going to a lot of places and we're going to add more stuff for the fall. Hopefully the West Coast, California shows and stuff like that. So anyway, this was awesome to have you guys here. Thank you, patrons, for just being with us.
Yes. And thank you to all you folks listening out there. We'll be talking and seeing you
very soon. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, everybody. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy.
That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device, because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!